You're listening to KBO Radio. This is Voices of Vision show with Pallavi and Charles Chambry.
On Voices of Vision show, we spotlight authentic stories and voices making a difference in our community here in Oregon. Our aim is to inspire, inform, and connect. Voices of Vision is a storytelling platform that amplifies the authentic voices shaping our communities. Each episode will spotlight entrepreneurs, creatives, change makers, and thought leaders whose work inspires, informs, and drives meaningful impact. Through candid conversations and real stories, we'll explore themes of purpose, resilience, innovation, equity, and cultural identity. Whether you're a visionary in the making or someone looking to stay connected to community-driven change, Voices of Vision is where passion meets purpose on air. I'm your host, Pallavi Pandey, and I'm a small business owner of a sustainable brand called Detox, where we make classy, single-use tableware for events, for consumers, and businesses.
Great. And I'm international speaker, radio, TV host, adjunct professor, writer, and entrepreneur. I'm also a scholar, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know I was a scholar.
I did not.
Yeah, I've written several books, 8 books. I teach at the college. A scholar in the Latin means scola. Scola, the word scola in Latin, means school. I'm all about school.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm a pupil. I'm learning from you always. So I'm a scholar.
Love that.
Yeah. Do you believe me?
We should add that to your bio right there.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
All right, so on our show today, our guest is Amanda Avenue, licensed permanent makeup artist, esthetician, mm-hmm. and natural nail specialist and owner of Luna Lux Beauty. Now, a little about Amanda. What I would like to tell our audience today is you're going to be hearing from Amanda, who's looking beautiful here. She's got a beautiful yes. earpiece. I'm going to be explaining to our
blue
audience.
Eyes.
Thank you.
Blue, beautiful
so
eyes
funny.
With her
I thought
satin.
They were green eyes. Were they green eyes? Because we were talking about the movie.
It could be if you want to. I got green, too.
Okay.
But yeah.
So green or blue, whatever you make out of it. It's beautiful colored eyes, and she's wearing her satin top. And here talking to us about, I guess we'll find out more about beauty and what does it mean to be here with where she's starting at.
Very nice. How is it going?
Oh, wonderful.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
And it's just talking about the eyes, because we've been joking about. So it's for the viewers, listeners out there, we've been friends for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Couple years, but this is our first time meeting in person.
Yeah.
But we've been joking about the movie Big Trouble in Little China. Have you seen it before?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Girl with the green eyes.
Yeah, you kept on saying that. I was like, I forgot about that movie, and you keep on reminding me about that.
Yeah.
And I still need to see it.
But you got blue eyes.
Yeah. I do.
Okay, cool. All right, so how was your week?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Went over to Seattle, and now I'm back here.
Cool. How was Seattle?
Oh, it was great. I mean, went to Bellevue, and it feels like Abu Dhabi over there. I was like, oh, dang, this is different. Feels like back home in Vegas, where I'm from. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're from Vegas? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I was like, this is nice. It's definitely different from here in Portland. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Pallavi, you get out to Seattle sometimes?
Well, it definitely sounds like bigger. Then Portland is what you're suggesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
Okay, cool. So we have the intro, but tell us a little bit more about what you do, and then we'll have a deep dive later to kind of discover what that is on a deeper level, profound level. But kind of tell us in a general way, where you're from. You said Vegas. Where you're from specifically how that is, and then and then what do you do?
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me, guys. It's an honor. And I'll tell you about myself and let the audience know. I'm actually originally from Northern California, so my childhood, I grew up there, and my parents moved all of us, our whole family, to Las Vegas for tax reasons, because Nevada is a no state income tax type of state, and there's a lot of opportunities over there, so I live in Vegas, and now I'm up here, and I'm just here to help one person at a time.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're kind of, because we did the other little interview back there in the back for Interviews with Charles Chambry. Watch, mm-hmm. listen to that too. And then we just won a competition too, which we can talk about. Can you explain how?
Yes.
And I helped you with that too. So I want to get credit on the air.
I am so thankful. And thank you for following me since my humble beginnings. Like, a lot of hard work, you know? Had my supporters, my clients, and friends, such as yourself. And I was surprised, and they were saying, come to this event, you are nominated. And there's a lot of people that, you know, they sign up for it. And I was like, whoa, I'm hearing my name.
What was the award again?
It was for Best Esthetician of the Year at the Wow Award. And it's by voting system. But to me, what's more important are my reviews. That's why I always tell my clients. That's more important.
Hey, I got a question. This is off script. What do you about Pallavi's face? I mean, she has a nice looking face.
Like, you know what? I think she's elegant, timeless. And I like how she doesn't wear too much makeup. And that's all about me. I think all women should elevate themselves by elegance. And I think today's trends, too much is it's just gonna come and go, but timeless makeup, less makeup, will always be in style.
Cool.
I love it. You're beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate the two beautiful people right in front of me giving me compliments.
Yes. Aww. So tell us the name of your business and
yes. Okay. So my business
and your services too.
Oh yes. My business name is Luna Lux Beauty Lounge, and I opened it in 2023, and I named it because I love Sailor Moon as a child.
That's Ooh, right. Luna. That's right.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, did y'all watch? Hey, we got the people in. You got Andre here. He's in the back. Do you ever watch? Who's this, by the way? We got somebody. We got somebody. Your backup.
Very good friend of mine.
Your bodyguard.
Yeah. My bodyguard, like Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
This is my friend Ernesto. He's worked with my family, so we've been friends for years.
Did you watch the show?
Unfortunately, I haven't.
You haven't? Pallavi, did you watch the show?
Yes.
Oh, that was the show.
Yeah.
I was big into it because, you know, you're a little kid. You're wishing to have a friendship and power like the girls in Sailor Moon. Yeah. And that's always been, I'm a Sailor Moon fan.
That's right. Remember I was telling you about the show because the show came not too long ago and you went to it.
Yeah. They had a live show. It was great. It's from Japan. It was all in Japanese. I don't know what they're saying. I only know a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. I'm happy we went because I don't know when they'll come back again because we're from Japan.
Well, I think that's a good question, if I may ask, because I love diversity.
Yeah.
And you have a very interesting look, a good look. Yeah. What is your background ethnicity-wise?
Oh, I am half Filipino and half Vietnamese.
Mm.
I could not have told. Like, thank you for asking, because I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that. So that's, have people ask.
And when you kept on saying Japanese to me, like so many times today, I actually thought you had a Japanese cultural root or something in your life.
A lot of people think that, but I think it's probably because the way I do my makeup.
Mm.
Yeah. This is actually more than I usually wear, but because of the show and lighting, and I decided to wear more.
Mm.
Yeah,
because my technical guy, George, who's in the back, he always says, makeup is necessary for women.
Yeah.
But we have a professional here doing makeup, so which
makes you guys' job easier too.
Yeah, and he's all about lights too.
Yeah,
so it's interesting that you say that. So
yeah,
all right. So tell us the mission statement for your business, and then we'll get into some more deeper questions.
Okay, well, my mission statement, I would have to say, is I would say healing through beauty, one detail at a time.
Say it one more time. Let's hear that.
I would say
clearer and louder.
Healing through beauty, one detail at a time. And another one, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Woo!
There you go.
I like that.
I always say that. I just want to say this too one more time. I want to say, it's a Catalina wand mixer. Okay. I just want to say that.
I love the energy here.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Can you say that one more time, the last part, the last one? What'd you say? You said
it's
so
a Catalina wand mixer.
What's that from?
It's from that movie, Step Brothers.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm sorry.
should watch it. It's so funny.
So now we got a priority. Sunday, we all are going to watch this movie, right?
Yeah. Yes. And Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. I love Dodgeball. Hey, so, you like my friend Ernesto? You like Dodgeball?
Watch that movie.
Hey, you like that movie?
Dodgeball. It's Andre, like life.
Andre, I know you're not on camera, but they can hear you. Andre, do you like Dodgeball? Have you seen that movie before?
Yes, I have.
George. All right, no response. All right, cool. Everybody likes Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Dodgeball. All right, so you're listening to KBO Radio. This is Voice of Vision with your hosts, Pallavi and Charles Chambry.
So on Voices of Vision show, we spotlight authentic stories and voices making a difference in the community here at KBOO. Find all the information about this episode at kboo.fm.
Now we're going to have what we call our fireside chats, which is really a deep dive. And she's going to ask you some personal questions, really personal questions.
Okay. All right.
So now let's go a couple of layers deep down with why you do what you do. And you've already given us a teaser about makeup and how women should find their comfortable skin and still do some and align and find those synergies. So that is what we're going to be discussing today. Mm-hmm. So are you ready for this?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so the first question I have for you, Amanda, here is, what inspired you to create Luna Luxe Beauty Lounge and step into the world of aesthetics and permanent makeup?
What got me into it? Well, when I used to do freelance makeup artistry, I would consistently be working on these women's faces, and I've noticed that I'm looking at blue brows sometimes or boxy-looking brows, and instead of...
Did you say blue brows?
Yeah, there's more science to why some of these artists use these surnames. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice when you go out the street, you might notice when you look at somebody. Well, when I was doing makeup, I was like, why are these people's brows look like boxes? Mm-hmm. Or kind of looking blue and ashy? And instead of judging, I'm trying to compose myself. I was like, maybe I should do something about it. Especially I have experience in... makeup artistry, and I used to work with Lancome, and I could put all the education that I've learned and put that towards permanent makeup.
Wow, now that's a skill to identify that I can fix something that doesn't look right to me. Like, I could have never said that this brow looks off or this looks boxy. Yeah. I don't even have awareness on how to identify something like that. So that is definitely a skill set that you have, which is you can identify, and then you're like, you know what, let me help you. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
I can make you look better than what there is. So isn't that a good skill? Would you like to have
good.
Something?
Yeah, I had a question on that. Like, so when you say education, are you like teaching them as you're doing it, or like, or after the fact, or like,
well,
what, when you say educate?
I got educated by when I used to work with Lancome, and also I am very fortunate. I worked with two celebrity makeup artists in my past. And
like who?
Shauna Lowe. She's actually based in L.A. Like, she worked with Chris Brown and Betty White. Who else?
Wow.
She's quite humble. I don't really ask. I mean, unless they tell me type of person. And I've seen her photos. She's really sweet. And then there's Jason Leong. He used to work with Lancome and worked with him. And he has a really great class, you know, when I was working with Lancome. And, I mean...
That's a great resource. Thank you for sharing. Jason Leong, and our listeners can find them and how they are offering their, what is it called? Aesthetician school, or what are those classes called that you took?
Aesthetics. Well, there's either an A or an E. Mm-hmm. Some schools put it under, but yeah.
Okay.
But that's how you teach. When are you teaching, though, and you're educating the client?
You know what?
Or are you educating the client?
I have one-on-one.
Okay.
But... You know, I like to, like, not rush things because I want to make sure I master everything.
Mm.
And to me, it's more about integrity. I don't care about the money more. I care about helping people, helping others the honest way, because I see too many people in the industry already starting a class with and opening businesses, too, without any experience.
Mm.
And I feel like there's no integrity.
Mm. Mm. It feels like a rush job when you're trying to scale it to like 50 people in a room with nobody learning perfection, like you said, right?
Yeah. Mm. And you know, it should not be rush. Mm. You know, humble yourself, work hard, get mentored by, you know, top educators. Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, another mentor, because I don't want to forget. Dee Lisa, who's also a master lash and brow artist, too. So if you're hearing me, girl, you know who I am.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Anyways.
And I love something you touched base here. It's like as much love as we put into cooking and give it time and not rush. I think that's what women need to do for their makeup, right?
Yeah.
Spend those extra minutes on themselves, whether it's for confidence, whether it's just for like lighting, like what we are doing today,
yeah,
whatever your purpose is, but backing it up with that passion and not rushing your makeup is what I'm learning today from you.
Yeah. Hey, I have another question. So do you work on guys?
Guys do makeup too, right?
Yeah.
I don't want makeup. Do I need like my eyebrows done or something? Like what do I need done? Look at my face and see what work I need. Do I need heavy work?
If no, I wouldn't say
heavy. Probably I need heavy work or
let's first ask.
Like you probably need some concealer, photos.
Ooh, eye bags. Okay.
But it's for shadow lighting.
It probably be you take over. I don't want to.
But honestly, you look great. You don't really need it, but it's just for camera. I'm just
okay. Oh, just for camera. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And I think I know the reason why she wants you to put concealer because somebody's awake here past midnight.
Yeah.
And
that's
not
true.
Sleeping enough.
I've been doing a lot of work lately, so that's for the bags. Yeah. Anyway.
So concealer can hide your bags, right? Is that a
thank you
good
tip?
Okay.
Thank color you correcting too. So.
Any what?
Color correcting too.
What's that?
Well, if you have redness,
okay,
you put green over it to neutralize and cancel that out. Yeah.
Wow. See, we don't know these color codes like blue and green. And
yeah.
I've heard when you go and buy your foundation, like on your skin, they're like, is this blue undertone or golden or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, and if you have like blue undertone under eyes, you know, you could put an orange base concealer
there
as
go
well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We need to have a cheat sheet here for our listeners. What color for what tone?
Yeah.
So maybe we
color
can provide them.
This is very important.
Okay.
Good. I always post that actually on the stories.
Cool.
Yeah, I love
good
it
to know, good to know. Thank you for leading us in that direction.
Yeah.
My next question. How do you see beauty treatments like brows and skincare, not just as cosmetic services, but as acts of self-confidence and empowerment?
Okay, that's a long question there. But hold on. Let me think real clear right here.
I mean, these are some long, deep questions.
I know, and I was like...
I let her take over because I want to read. That's why.
Know.
I mean, I know I'm a scholar, but I mean, that doesn't mean I want to read on TV.
And by the way, I'm a literate type of person. I'm even horrible at Cards Against Humanity, and then I have to ask my friend, what was it again? And I'm always losing because they know it's me. But anyways.
Cool.
Ask the question again, and I'm not embarrassed or anything.
Yes, I'm just asking, how do you see beauty treatments like brows and skincare, not just as cosmetic in services? So let's talk about the self-confidence or the empowerment. What is your purpose behind?
Okay.
Yes. I mean, it's a loaded question,
the
right?
The purpose about it is I love the transformation and the impaction of it.
Mm.
And I just love just... they just get to wake up every day just being happier.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Like cool. I like it. Transformations to get you to a better outcome, which is impactful.
Well, everything's about energy to me. And knowing that my client's energy is impacted and they're coming back to see me looking like a whole another happier person, that's important to me.
Yes.
That's good because if you follow her page, she has before and after, which is really cool.
Oh, that's nice. So how is that how you see the impact on your customers and do they give you testimonials? Like, can you share one quick example of a customer who went back home very happy with the transformation that you did?
You know what? One of them texts me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like, hey, Amanda, I'm in my car. I'm so happy. And she said she have tears of joy.
Mm.
And she sent me a photo of herself. And looking at her face, and especially through the eyes,
mm-hmm,
I can see genuinely how happy she was. And she said she was waiting for 10 years to get it done. 10 years.
Whoa.
So knowing about that is just, it just fulfills me.
Gotcha. You're listening to KBO Radio. This is Voices of Vision with your hosts, Pallavi and Charles Chambry.
Thank you for sharing that story right with us, which is connecting joy with the way people look. And to your customer, you should have told us, stop crying. You're going to ruin your makeup.
Yeah,
those tears of joy.
True.
Suck it up, lady.
That's true. That's true.
All right, the third question. What's one common myth or misconception about permanent makeup that you'd love to bust today on the show today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I know they say it's permanent, but it's actually semi-permanent.
Okay.
And I've been telling my clients that, you know, you do have to get a color boost retouch once every 1 to 3 years. I mean, it depends on the skin type. But yeah, people assume it's going to be permanent.
Like forever.
Like the body tattoo. And the body tattoo artists, they use a different type of ink than the permanent makeup artists do. Which is a lot of people don't know about that. But yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you have any tattoos, anybody here, with the raise of hands from six people in the studio?
I do.
Okay. Wonderful.
Zelda hearts.
Cute. So that's a different...
I'm a nerd gamer, so this is my first tattoo. I was 27 when I first got this tattoo. Wait for a long time.
I'm looking at the nails. Those are nice looking nails she got there.
Of course. She's a nails expert. What do you expect?
Hey, can I see the nails again?
Yeah.
You want to explain it to our...
So I would love to have my nails done.
Zelda.
Can I have my nails done?
You can.
Okay.
But
Which is more fun, nails or face for a guy?
I would say the face.
Yeah.
But I don't really do too much nails anymore.
George, are you laughing? Somebody was laughing. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. You mean
cracking up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do mostly the face now these days. I don't do too much nails. I actually have that license to back up mostly to help my mom out because she owns a salon. And yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I think we should quickly add this question because we're getting a lot of questions for men here. So what have you ever had a fun experience working with men on their makeup or nails or any story that you might have?
Well, you know what? I would say for men, they'll talk to me about advice or asking for advice of dating or their dating stories. And I mean, I have a blast how honest people can feel comfortable with me. So they feel good when they leave off the door, and yeah, that's all matters to me.
I want to jump in there. Like, I know I was joking about not reading. I love reading. I study for 3 hours. That's why I'm a scholar too. I study for 3 hours in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm reading from five books. And one of my favorite books was I've read five times. It's called The Game, and it talks about dating for men. And it says that men need to have nice hands.
Yes.
So how is my hands right now?
Well,
do I need a lot of work done, or what would you say?
I wouldn't say too much with your cuticles. I mean, that's
good. All
right, cool. But
the nails.
Nails, I need to chop them down a little bit more?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. I love that. I'll look at your services later.
Yes.
I love the live audit that just happened, and I witnessed it, right? Like,
yeah.
Polished hands, cute, small nails, hygienic. I guess that's the purpose of having short nails. Yeah. But I love the fact.
Well, I mean, I don't want to like embellish too much, but I mean, they're not that bad, right?
They're not that long.
Because this is on the radio, so they can't. You've seen worse.
I've seen worse, so you're fine.
All right, cool.
Yes.
This is a very humble audit here. I was expecting a different story. I was expecting her to say that these men came back to me saying they don't recognize the women they're dating after makeup when they remove the makeup. I was hoping for some of those kind of stories.
Gotcha.
But you surprised me, but this is good. All right, getting on to our next question. Okay, what's a behind-the-scene challenge of running a beauty business that people wouldn't expect?
Well, you know, people think it's glamorous to own a business, but it's a lot of work.
Period.
You know? Yeah. Especially I've been in the beauty industry for over 10 years. I mean, you look at these reels, these social media, they make it look glamorous, and it's really not like that. And I don't usually post videos like that, you know. But anyways, I do everything. I do my marketing, my graphic designing. I go out there and network. You know, when you're determined, when you want something, you don't wait for it to come to you. You come to it. Think of the law of attraction, you know. And when you approach the things, it will come.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, you look gorgeous right now. So whenever you're doing your marketing or networking, are you always this pretty and dolled up? Or do you sometimes like be like, no, today I'm going to be in my sweatpants and sweatshirts?
I'm so flattered. You know what? Most of the time, I usually, it's half and half.
Okay.
Yeah, but she looks good without makeup.
But yeah, I was going to say something. I don't usually wear this much makeup.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just curious to know, because sometimes I feel like sometimes we are burdened with the work we're doing and we have some standards to meet. And that's what social media teaches us, right? Like everybody's, like, I'm like, how do you even get up and do this the first thing in the morning? Like for me, my morning routine, maybe a cup of tea is more important than putting on my lipstick. Nope. I mean, I love lipstick. Don't get me wrong. Like I don't step out of the house without a lipstick, but that comes second before comes my tea. So I'm just trying to understand, is that the burden you feel that you have to take on your shoulders?
Good question.
You represent that you have this big responsibility of beautifying people, whether it's a man or a woman. So do you feel that ever?
I don't feel any burden. I'm just a pretty optimistic person and pretty, I would say I'm pretty comfortable with myself. But if I'm leaving out the door, like I don't wear my pajamas when I go out, like when you see people at Walmart or, you know.
So I was going to say something I do like about your social media is that she's into the law of attraction a lot. She has a lot of quotes, but it's related to the law of attraction, which is really great.
Love that. I'm a big believer of that. Yeah.
Talk to me more about that. Let's change our trajectory here and talk about what do you love? What do you love about it?
So what I love about it was, I'll give you a story, for example. When my best friend James passed away years ago, you know, instead of grieving, I did grieve, but I used that as a strength. And I would practice till 2-3 o'clock in the morning and shared my journey tattooing. But also, I believed in myself, even though some people did not believe it. And I was very determined. I did not listen. And every night before I go to bed, and then when I wake up, I would tell myself, like, resetting your brain, just telling yourself you can do anything you want. And if anybody is going through that, I advise you, like, you know, don't care what people think, just do what you love.
Wow, that's
great.
Deep.
Story.
I mean, I was very determined. I mean, not many people do things till 2 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, I'm sure you remember watching my videos, but yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Is that how you got the eye bags?
I was about to say that. You took my joke. That's what I was going to say. I've been going to bed at 2 o'clock, and that's why I got these eye patches and bags. But
yeah,
no, very inspiring. And I was getting touched by you saying that, because you know, you have a lot of haters and doubters. And out of all that, you won an award to verify your hard work and the service that you do for others.
Which I'm very thankful, you know, and for the people that watched me before I started all this. I mean, I know doing permanent makeup looks scary. I was scared too, but I'm just amazed by all the changes. And I don't know.
Wow, it sounds like a very, very inspiring journey.
Yeah.
And I will give that to you, that you showed up for yourself. When you feel alone, when you feel you don't have people to support you, you show up for yourself and you build that community around you, like Charles, who watched and who supported you.
He did.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Love that.
Cool.
No awesome. Problem. Well, we're feeling your passion definitely in your voice today, and I'm seeing it firsthand as well. Moving on to our next question. How do you balance staying creative with managing the day-to-day hustle of being a small business owner? Any routines or mindset tips you want to share with us that you rely on?
Yeah, I would say journaling, making time for yourself, balancing, learning how to ground yourself, and just balance.
Love that. Out of those, do you do any of those, Charles?
Yeah, you know, I was teaching yesterday, teaching the emotional intelligence class, and they asked me, how can you maintain or have a higher EQ? How can you keep these practices going further, and how can you maintain this high sense of emotional control? And I said, you need to have a morning ritual, and you need to journal.
Yes.
Journaling is so important.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Love that. My sister used to journal when we were kids, so I always saw her writing and venting it out.
You don't journal?
I don't journal.
It's like casting spells. Well, you don't have to journal, but you can also speak things.
Yeah, so that's what I do before I go to bed every day, that gratitude and connecting to the higher power.
Gotcha.
And just talking about what went good, what did not go good, and how do you start tomorrow. So doing all of that practice every night just has helped me.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to our last question. How can our listeners connect with you and experience Luna Lux Beauty Lounge for themselves?
Very simple. All right, guys. So you can all follow me. Very easy. Amanda Avenue on Instagram. And my webpage is lunaluxbeauty.com. All right. And then I look forward to meet you all. Thank you guys for listening.
Okay, great. So that was the deep dive with Pallavi. Thank you so much, Pallavi.
You're welcome, Charles. And wrapping it up, I just want to say thank you, Amanda, for coming to this show.
It's an honor.
Charles and Pallavi signing off.
You're listening to KBO Radio, Voices of Vision, with your host Pallavi and Charles Shamry. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day.